So in 2014, public transit in New Orleans saw some big changes. Ferry service saw some big cuts and changes, while bus service increased and new bus lines were added. So throughout that time, Ride New Orleans has been there advocating for transit riders and advocating for various types of transit options for people here in New Orleans. That nonprofit group, Ride, is one of several groups that's organizing an event tomorrow, Saturday morning, 8:30 a.m., called Voices for Transportation Choices. That's going to be at Sojourner Truth Neighborhood Center on Lafitte Avenue, which you can get to by either the number 32 bus, which is one of the new ones, or the 84 bus on Galvez. So we had a chance to speak with Rachel Heiligman, the director of Ride New Orleans, about all about the event that they're putting together tomorrow. Here's what she had to say.
So we are hosting Voices for Transportation Choices as an opportunity for community members, transit riders, neighborhood and business leaders, and public officials to come together, really for the first time post-Katrina, to talk about what our transportation priorities and opportunities for improvement to our public transportation system are. This conversation hasn't really been held before, and we're excited to lift up the results of a series of focus groups that we conducted with transit riders across the city, learning about what their experiences are using public transportation today and what ideas they have for improving the service to better meet their needs to access things like employment opportunities, medical services, and other retail destinations across the city and region.
So Rachel, tell us more about what you learned from talking to transit riders from across the city.
We learned a ton from our conversations with transit riders, but perhaps the most interesting thing that came out is one of the more obvious things, that transit riders really just want to see more service put on the road. We heard time and time again, if this bus could just run an hour later in the evening, I could get home from work without having to wait several hours for the bus to pick me up in the morning. Or we heard, if this bus could just go, you know, a couple extra stops, it would take me to that Dollar General, and I wouldn't have to then instead take two different buses to reach a retail destination. So lots of interest in seeing bus service restored, which is consistent with what we learned when we did a research study about post-Katrina transportation system changes. We released a report called The State of Transit in New Orleans in July of 2014, and what we found was that we had, as of 2012, just 36% of the transit service restored that we had pre-Katrina, though our population had rebounded to 86% at that same time. So, you know, it's very consistent with the fact that we just don't have the same level of transit service available today to riders that we had pre-Katrina.
In September of last year, BRTA announced new and restored bus service across New Orleans. Rachel, can you tell us more about the changes introduced last fall?
So we were thrilled to see that the RTA restored a significant amount of service, bringing back new bus lines that hadn't been returned post-Katrina in September of 2014. And we know that riders were appreciative of that as well, particularly the riders that we talked to living in the Holly Grove and the Treme-Lafitte neighborhood. Just out with great thanks for the addition of service on the Carrollton route and the extension of the Leonidas route to come into Treme and then into the CBD. So the RTA is absolutely making every effort to, you know, bring the service back that riders need and expect at this point. And we want to encourage them to continue to do so in a way that matches community priorities, which is one of the reasons that we're bringing everyone to the table on Saturday at the Voices for Transportation Choices event.
And that event is being held at the Sojourner Truth Neighborhood Center, 2200 Lafitte Avenue, which is accessible from the number 32, Leonidas Treme Orleans, and number 84, Galvez RTA bus lines. So, Rachel, one thing that's been in the news a lot lately is the new project to put streetcar service back on North Rampart Street next to the French Quarter. Many bus riders are concerned about how the streetcar project will affect their bus routes. So what will these folks hear about tomorrow at the Voices for Transportation Choices event?
So at the event, we will be hearing from an RTA board member, Flozell Daniels, and also from Justin Augustine, who runs the agency on behalf of the RTA and his position with TransDev. They are going to be presenting their transportation plans and priorities for the upcoming year and opportunities for the community to get involved and to help shape their work. I do expect that we'll hear about the Rampart Streetcar Project, as the RTA has just begun construction of that. I know that some of the biggest questions that are out there are what's going to happen to the existing bus routes that run up that corridor. So you've got bus routes that serve the Lower Ninth Ward that run up to the lake and the SUNO campus, and that run between really Delgado and the Walmart and the Lower Garden districts that all serve that same corridor that the streetcar will be introduced on. And I think riders want to know what's going to happen to that service. Will the service stop and they'll be forced to transfer to the streetcar? What does that mean for their commutes? Is it going to be, you know, a timely connection? And questions of that nature. So I think the convening will absolutely be a great opportunity for people to learn more about the Rampart Streetcar Project and what that means for bus service.
So in 2014, the New Orleans RTA took over operation of the Mississippi River ferries. At that time, new fares were imposed and hours were cut on the ferry service. So not surprisingly, the ridership has gone down. So has Ride New Orleans heard any good news for folks dependent on ferries to get across the Mississippi River?
So when the RTA presented their budget to the City Council recently, they revealed the good news that they've secured some federal money to purchase new ferry boats. And so I think we're all excited to see that fleet updated. Of course, it's going to take a couple of years, but I think some of the benefits that we'll see from the addition of the new boats is that the cost of running the service is going to come down. The fleet that they're using right now is very old. It guzzles gas. They break down a lot and are out of service. And so if you have newer boats that are operating more efficiently, the cost of service comes down, and we would hope that that money would then get reinvested in extending hours and making the service easier to use for people. So there are no plans at this time that I know of to extend ferry service hours, but perhaps we can talk more about this topic at the Voices for Transportation Choice convening on Saturday.
And that's Rachel Heiligman from Ride New Orleans talking about their upcoming event, Voices for Transportation Choices. If you're interested in signing up to attend or to check out the agenda, you can go to the Ride New Orleans website is rideneworleans.org, and they have a website for the events, transportationvoices.com. That's tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. They got a breakfast at 8:30 a.m. The public is invited. That's the word from Ride New Orleans. This is News and Views here on WTUL New Orleans 91.5 FM.